Buddha sacrifice. Yeah, but it is good. Told myself you're going to go pushing a baka. Baka, what if you have a little good car? He came full on the moon to have a baka. But it is good. Benzos on the man was choking a baka. If you don't know, you should by now. He up and nearly put the car. Taking it to the top. Up and nearly check out. Big, big dogs. Gold chain. Yeah, haters heading on my chain. That's a cherry action. Beef nowadays, if it's a chevalet. See my rapper, now my chain. Yeah, fake chevalet. I'm the only rapper living life a rapper about. Most of these rappers don't know what I'm talking about. Black cap, barrel pants. Cause I got a band. Wrapped around my neck. Tell God, you negative, I die. We. Never want no longer qua me. Say, goodness, you know, that's a bad me. Say, coolie, egg, high, please. Never got in my rap, I bet a fire. Missing got in the lama, set a tire. You niggas broke. Power come bunga in the presence of a king. Sorry, you see, nigga, nigga, money and the thing. Breakfast in Josie, lunch, that the list. Neosia now, that's my rap, I am a list. Say, rappers running out of patience. My passport running out of pages. I'll be in touch when I've been. Breakfast in Josie, lunch, no stock. Yeah, but I didn't go back. Told myself, you're funny for pushing a back. Yeah, but I didn't go back. Yeah, I'm full of the lemon to have it back. Bro, yeah, but I didn't go back. Benzos on here, I'm going to talk here, fuck. I don't play, only time I play. Even if I four play, still hot as a four play. If you don't pay, now I'm pretty prepaid. Check I won't pay. Yo, I knew I was the nigga way before melanin. And I've been ignorant, so doubt I'm a brother man. For booking for this name, my Benjamin. I'm a big boss, full of these gems, finger man. Let me slow down. Full of traffic in Mukayo. Breakfast, my bed flight, check in Mukayo. Mundo Simusango, so full of Poco Mubaul. Nikunyaula, Mundo Anga Kunyaula. Nikumukaka, full of Nikanuli born. These girls feel like kissing me through the phone. What's head, the path of the time, the blonde. Imwekash J Mula Nikadion. Nearly hydrated, but Yani Pasamut. In a high grade, Sifuaka Yachimund. Cashing flights, wow, you niggas catch feelings. Yeah, on a computer, that's bank, that's winning. Fucking Josie, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but it's good. Told myself I'm funny for pushing a back. Yeah, but it's good. Kick came full on the moon to have it back. But it's good. Benzos on the wango to choke it up. Yeah, but it's good. Yeah, but it's good.
The Power FM Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition Narab disowned leader Ezra Nguluwe dismisses party's endorsement claims. Matero lawmaker Mal Sampa has accused a named former minister for his failure to introduce Wi-Fi in markets and bus stations. In international news, trial of former Malian Prime Minister Moussa Mara gets underway. In sports, Grand Tunane Chipolopolo Provisional Team for 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Opposition National Restoration Party leader Ezra Ngulube has dismissed claims that the party has endorsed a candidate ahead of the upcoming general elections. Mr. Ngulube explained that the party has not yet reached the stage of making endorsements and urged the public to disregard statements suggesting otherwise, noting that individuals claiming to have received NAREV's backing are misleading the public. He further addressed confusion surrounding the party's leadership, clarifying that Charles Mazabuka is the legitimate Secretary General of the party. This clarification comes after reports that Martin Mulenga had been presenting himself as the party Secretary General. According to Ms. Ngulube, the party is still undergoing internal processes before making any official pronouncement regarding electoral participation or endorsement. The NAREP leader encouraged members and the public to remain vigilant against misinformation and reaffirmed the party's commitment to unity, transparency and its vision for national development.
This document that we are seeing here is that it's a document that is able to speak for itself. And for me, if I can spend the whole day here talk about Martin Mulenga, I don't think it's going to reduce the price of millennial out there. But one thing I can tell the people of Zambia is that I'm the leader of the National Restoration Party, and besides that, Charles Mazabuka is our Secretary General. I would like to take this opportunity to appeal to anyone out there who is able to masquerade in the name of NAREP to say they have endorsed Party A, Party B concerning the forthcoming elections. NAREP has not endorsed anybody. And it is therefore a very important point that even the people that could have been perceived to have been able to be endorsed, let them still continue not having sleepless. Let them continue to have sleepless night. If they want NAREP to endorse them, I think we are not at that level.
Former Lusaka Mayor Mal Sampa has expressed frustration over the previous administration's handling of his proposal to introduce free Wi-Fi in public places, particularly markets and bus stations. Mr. Sampa revealed that his initiative was blocked by a named former minister under the Patriotic Front, whom he allegedly refused to grant the necessary approvals. Mr. Sampa, now a Matero Member of Parliament, explained that the law required ministerial approval for such projects, but claimed that each time he attempted to roll out the initiative, he was met with suspensions. Mr. Sampa hinted that he intends to revive the free Wi-Fi plan after 2026, promising to deliver internet access not only in markets and bus stations, but also in malls and airports. He expressed confidence that the project is feasible, pointing to its success in developed countries. He is confident that the introduction of free Wi-Fi is realistic as evident in some developed countries.
What happened is that I was a simple mayor in this country. As a mayor, you have no executive powers, unlike in South Africa. You have councillors and people vote you. You have your budget when you decide you implement. So when I decided the Wi-Fi, I had suppliers, Huawei were going to supply for free.
Yeah.
In the markets, in bus stations. But the law then and now, you have to go through the Minister of Local Government to give you approval. So Minister Wanga Pajanari Charles Banda, and he didn't approve. What was I supposed to do? And each time I tried to do anything, he would suspend me.
In other news, the Anti-Corruption Commission has justified the role of the media in the fight against corruption, stating that it remains crucial in curbing graft in the country. Speaking on the sidelines of a training workshop for civil society organizations, Trainers of Trainers in Kawe, ACC Central Province Regional Manager Brian Bewe commended the media for its continued efforts in exposing and highlighting corrupt-related issues. Mr. Mbewe noted that the media serves as a vital partner in promoting transparency and accountability, adding that its watchdog role complements the Commission's mandate in curbing corruption. Meanwhile, he urged journalists to continue upholding professionalism and integrity in their reporting, and that accurate and timely information empowers citizens to demand accountability from duty bearers. The workshop has